you developed that system, and this is something that hasn't just stayed in your garage, has it? This is something you have put to the Department of Homeland Security.
After winning the International Science Fair and various other things, Department of Homeland Security in Washington, D.C. invited me up. They wanted to put it to the test. So, you know, this is not deployed yet on a wide scale. It's still, you know, in testing. But this is something that they would like to see deployed. And it's not just a domestic threat in the United States. You know, this is a system that can be deployed all over the world, whether it be a first or second or third line of defense. But it's incredibly inexpensive. Uses the common and cheapest and most abundant element, which is water. So I've developed these water-based detectors. So say for a few $100s, I've built detectors that exceed the sensitivity of detectors that cost hundreds of thousands of dollars.
What do you do for relaxation?
What I do for relaxation? Well, you know, hang out with my friends, hang out with my girlfriend. I enjoy, you know, going out in the desert and hiking around looking for uranium ores and pieces of lost nuclear weapons and things like that.
When you were younger, were there times when perhaps you weren't quite as proficient in your science as you are now? Were there times when you had some experiments with a little bit of nuclear material here or there and things went wrong?
I've dropped a few things in the lab and caused a few hazardous materials emergencies. I've blown some things up in the backyard and rattled neighbors' windows and things like that.
Yeah, I was going to ask you what the neighbors made of all this. Were they aware of what was going on in the garage?
They've managed to be fairly supportive when they know that there's a small nuclear program in the garage next door.
Who are your heroes?
Who are my heroes? Well, lots of people. You know, obviously, people like Steve Jobs, I take inspiration from when I think of the way I want to, you know, do technology. You know, half of it's science, what I do, and half of it's art. And Steve Jobs kind of, I think, taught the world how to make a very artistic product. So
do you think of what you're doing as art as well as science?
It is. You know, I'm obviously a scientist first, but, you know, there's a certain level of artistic creativity. It's an element of art. It's an element of creativity. And taking this new physics that's been discovered at places like CERN in Geneva, Switzerland, and taking that and finding a way to apply that to a problem.
Do you ever worry that you're going to burn out? Because you're only 17 now, you've achieved a lot, clearly. Are you not worried that maybe it's all been a bit too soon?
Well, yeah, I mean, that's always something that's on my mind. But, you know, to me, every day, I learn something new and I discover something new. And it's picked up at kind of, I would say, an exponential rate. So, you know, I may worry about that if I stop getting ideas or I stop being interested in science, but it's not like that. My passion for it grows every day. So, no, I'm not concerned. You know, the day I run out of ideas will be the day I get concerned and I've got, you know, 100 years worth of ideas in my head.